Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can't see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh. Right on, right on.
Hello.
Good morning.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
We're good.
Sorry, Medford. We had a little
you
shaky
know, it's
morning.
Snowy out there.
It's snowy out there. Zoe and I had to commute all the way from Harleston.
It was a rough. Jane almost slipped, but she's fine.
Did almost slip.
She's fine. She caught herself.
Yeah. So we're going to get this morning started with some tunes. Zoe asked me on the walk over, hey, Jane, like, what do you want to play today? And I was like, I don't know yet. We'll see based on vibes.
It's always that. Spoiler alert. You don't plan. Okay.
So, starting off, Zoe's last listen to is...
All right. Jane, why isn't it working?
It might still be connected to there.
See you guys.
Bye!
Bye! Sorry, guys. We're just working on this. Like...
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Which option do you have?
There we go.
Moments, I just like this and this the little things. Hot box in the car getting dumb high. We be laughing in slow-mo-mo. All she really wants is fries in the mud pie. But the supermarket is closed, closed, closed. It's all jokes, good times when you come by. Something special I know, no, no. One half of the time it's a gunfight. The other half we're taking off, close, close, close. And there will come a time when we're slowing down. We'll hold on to memories, memories. Till then let's wreck shit and hold it down. I love when you're telling me one day we'll think of these moments. Cause I just like this and this the little things. But I'm numb, numb, numb.
baby, get your ass home. You shoot me blessings like a weapon when you kiss me. Feels like we'll never get older.
And there will come a time when we're slowing down, and we'll hold on to memories, memories.
Till then, let's wreck shit and hold it down.
Love when you're telling me one day we'll think of these moments. Cause I just like this ain't this the little thing. It's the little
good morning.
We hope everyone. Wait, is it working?
I don't think so. Hello?
I think it is.
Okay.
Just text us if you can hear Jane well. Please.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So we're back for another show. As we said, it's pretty snowy out there, and it's been so warm here, so it's such a change.
So true.
It's beautiful out there, though.
Zoe and I even whipped out our boots for today.
Uh-huh.
Our boots.
Uh-huh. Our big snow boots.
So, Zoe, what time did you get up this morning? Like, just tell us why we had a little bit of a rough start.
Well, personally, I got up at, like, 8.
Okay.
So...
so maybe it's on me.
So, I was ready, but no, it's fine. Like, you know what? This is really... it's usually me who's really late. Like, really late. So, I can never blame Jane for being, like, 30 seconds late. Because I know next week it'll be me and much worse.
Okay, well, honestly, I don't know if any other jumbos feel this way, but I was really disoriented today. Because it's Thursday and I wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm going to... like, the radio show, and then I have my usual schedule. But then, Tuff switched it up on us, and it's actually a Monday schedule. So, I had to
realize... it is confusing.
Yeah.
And my class is on Zoom now. Like, everything's a little different.
Yeah.
So, we're just trying to figure it out. But it's going to be a good day.
Going to be a good day. I already see some sled tracks on the hill.
Really? You do?
Yep.
Have you gone sledding yet this year, Jane?
No. Haven't. Wait. Yeah, no.
Me either.
Should we go?
Yeah.
After class?
Maybe. Why not?
Anyone else here who's listening, if they want to join Zoe and I sledding after class, we'll be on prez. Do you actually want to?
Yeah, but do you have a sled?
No, we could find one, though.
We could probably find one.
Or like
if anyone knows of a sled, let us know. All right, let's listen to some more tunes, and we'll be right back.
Oh, Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Now it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Now the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I've brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. All the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
All right, so I think you guys know what that was.
Let it snow.
By Michael Bublé. And we were just going to say, like, we just personally believe in our heart of hearts that it doesn't have to be Christmas time to play Christmas songs. Because they don't even mention Christmas in that song.
Yeah, like,
it's just about snow.
I can't think of a more fitting day to play that song.
Exactly. And people would hate on it because they're like, no, it's a Christmas song. Like, you have to wait till the holiday season.
True. Did you know, well, I think I've told you, Zoe, but I don't think I've told the air. One time in, like, November, which also isn't even that weird, in the shower, I was playing my Christmas music playlist, and someone, this was last year, and someone knocked on the bathroom door and was like, it's too early for that.
What?
Like, what?
That's so weird. That's such an invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
Like, you're showering.
I'm showering. One. Two, it was November. Three, like, it's my shower.
Yeah. It's your music. It's your shower.
Yeah.
And it's the holiday season. I think most people agree that November is the holiday season.
Thank you.
So, that's interesting.
Oh, but, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Say your thing.
On the same topic. Actually, not really on the same topic, but I just remembered I wanted to say this. Like, when you get out, so you're like, oh, it's snowing outside. What do? You grab, like, your jacket, your hat, and your boots. Is that it? Or, like, are you a glove, mittens, scarf wearer, too? Because, honestly, I want to normalize mittens these days.
Oh, just, yeah. Like, Jane's on her mitten era.
A casual mitten, just, like, from class to class. How many people do you see wearing?
None, almost.
Yeah. Like, why?
But, like, adults? So many.
Adults are so mittens.
Yeah, but, like, college kids, they think they're over it. They think they're too cool.
Yeah, like, let me just put my hands in my pocket.
Yeah, that's me.
I mean, okay, but, like, you just don't have cool mittens, then.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd rather wear gloves than mittens, can I be honest?
Really?
Because I just want to be able to use my hands the way that they're meant to be used. Like,
yeah, but, like,
I don't want to have, like, the constraints.
The thumb's the most important part anyways. Like, how often that's do you, true. Like... the radio, they can't see me, but I'm, like, doing the motion of putting my thumb to my fourth
ring finger.
Like,
yeah, you guys can't see her, but she's doing that.
I am doing that.
Like, you're doing it right now. You wouldn't have been able to show that. if you're wearing men's.
Yeah, but like, when would
like,
I
what if it? I need to
look? I'll do everything I would do in mittens. Like,
look, guys, look.
Oh, guys, look. Like, pick up my phone. Okay.
She picked up her phone. She did it.
Yeah.
But like, and like, even text someone.
But you can't do that with gloves. Oh,
but you can do it with the texting gloves.
Oh, you're talking texting gloves. No, see, that defeats the purpose because then they're not warm anymore.
But I don't understand why they can't just put like the texting material on warmer gloves.
Patent that. No, don't.
Patent that.
Don't
shoot.
Tell the air.
Reverse. No one heard that. I don't know. Or maybe it has to be thin so that it's like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like someone could come up with that.
Yeah. Oh, so you said your class is on Zoom today?
Oh, yeah, I said that.
Yeah.
The professor, he said due to a sick kid. And then I was like, oh my god, like someone in the class is sick, so he's canceling class. But no, it was his kid. His kid's sick. And the snow canceled childcare, he said.
Mm.
All right, wait. Up next is a really important song.
Oh, okay.
Everyone listen.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Really interesting. Okay.
Go. And then we'll
daughter in law.
All right. So, if you can guess what the theme of that was.
The past two.
Mm-hmm. Everyone guess. Are you guessing in your head? You
got
have 5 seconds.
Good.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It was Bleachers plus someone else. So the first was, what was the first, Jane?
Bleachers and T-Swift.
Mm-hmm. And why is it so cool? It's just cool because it's like Antihero, which is like a Taylor Swift song. But like Jack Antonoff, who is the lead singer of Bleachers, like he produces most of Taylor Swift's music with her. And so this is like a different version. Like the original version? Like, well, just a different version. That they like did together. And he's featured in it. And he's like,
it's adorable.
It's really cute. And I really like it. I don't know if Taylor, you'll be fine. Like, that's so cute. He's like, they like,
they're besties.
Yeah.
It is really cute.
Like, they worked really well together.
Yeah. I didn't realize that he produces so much.
Yeah. Like, one of my very top fave song, Getaway Car, Jack Antonoff. Cruel Summer, Jack Antonoff.
He's got like a vibe too.
Uh-huh. You can hear it. Cool. And you hear it through his music too.
Yeah.
And he does Lorde too. He does, right? He does Lana.
Does it all.
He does it all. And he does Bleachers and Fun. That's him.
Yeah. So basically all of your favorite.
Yeah, I love him. Huh. He's so good.
Yeah.
So I def recommend checking him out. And he dated Lena Dunham from Girls. You know that lady? Oh, Jane, you're so uncultured. You guys don't get the reference.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
But yeah.
We're plugging our friend's short film.
Yeah, Julia Hodes made a short film.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome, and we're all starring in it.
Yeah, it's like a fake reality show.
Yeah.
And Jane was really good in it.
Thank you. So was Zoe.
We're all actresses.
Yeah. So what else can we tell you, Air?
So it's a Monday schedule today.
Oh, yes. It's a Monday schedule. And honestly, I'm feeling kind of sleepy, so.
Yeah, we haven't been talking that much.
I know, sorry.
We're just sleepy.
I think after this, I'm going to get a coffee from Kindle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jane's been getting into coffee.
Yeah, I'm a coffee drinker now.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I made the switch.
And does it help?
Not really. But, like, I don't think it, like, makes me more, like, noticeably more awake. Actually, like, I don't know. I feel like it's all in your head.
It's all placebo. It's just the big coffee industry.
Yeah.
Trying to convince you that it's helping, but
for real.
It's not.
But like on a day like today where it's so like snowy, I want like something warm in my hands and my body.
But why not like a hot chocolate? Like that's so much yummier. Chocolate has caffeine.
That's kind of too sweet.
I have
for me
not
right now.
Been longing.
Oh no, it's okay. We've been telling them what songs these are.
Yeah, so it's fine. You guys know.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to my roommate Sophie Rubin. On Monday, we made a mega bed, so we pushed our beds together, and because if you can picture a typical Tufts college dorm, well, specifically Harleston, it goes like, you walk in, on one side, desk bed, on the other side, desk bed, and we were feeling really cozy, and we wanted to watch something, so we pushed the beds together, and it was massive.
And what did you watch?
The Masked Singer.
Oh, I love that. It's so
fun. Did you watch it, the new season?
No.
I won't spoil anything, because it was actually pretty good. For anyone that doesn't know the concept, it's like famous, semi-famous people perform in costume, and you don't know their voices, and then you judge them, and then if like, you want to unmask them, then they take their mask off, and you can, like, see who it is.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my god,
it's so fun. And the judges are so funny when they try to guess.
Yeah.
They're like
pretty good at it.
Yeah,
too.
They
like,
are.
I could probably come up with that.
Well,
maybe.
No, not you, because you're uncultured.
I'm not good with
reference.
Celebrities. Wait.
Yeah.
But
Bless you.
Thank you.
Was that a sneeze or a cough?
A sneeze. Don't mean to sneeze on air.
Oh, that's okay. You can sneeze on air.
But yeah, so that was the mega bed. Oh yeah, back to sleep. So yeah, these days I've been feeling tired.
Yeah. But weekend is so soon.
Oh my god. Zoe and I are going to have a banger weekend.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? No, I have to sneeze.
Bless you. Bless you. Look at the light. Oh my god, I wish you guys could see the face she's making right now.
Okay, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, I really want to go to a trampoline park.
I'm with
And
that.
I feel like for the past 3 weekends I've said it, and everyone's like, yeah, and then we never do.
Let's do it.
Let's just do it. Like, there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
And they have these glow nights where it's, like, dark and, like, you can wear, like, glow sticks or something. I don't know.
So if any of you sledders want to also come to the trampoline park with us, you know where to find us.
Yeah, we'll be at the trampoline park. It's going to be so fun. Like, why wouldn't you go to a trampoline park? It's the most fun thing. If I could have anything in my mansion... When I have a mansion. Trampoline room.
Wait, I said last weekend we should, like, get a trampoline for the house next year.
Like a mini one?
No.
Like, oh, my God, like, outside?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we?
Right?
That's insane.
I know.
That's such a good idea. I literally...
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I've never lived in a house before.
City gal.
I'm from the city. And that's why I want to live upstairs, because I want to, like, know what it's like to live upstairs in a house.
As opposed to what, downstairs?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it'd be cool. Because I've never, like, lived in a place with two levels.
Oh. So you're like, oh, I have to go to my room. I have to walk upstairs.
Yeah, I think that's cool. Oh, yeah. And, like, the kitchen's on a different level.
That's cool. Yeah.
Like, let me go downstairs and get some breakfast.
Yeah. Aw.
Like, that's so cool.
That is really cute.
Yeah. Do you guys know this song? It's Elton John.
Oh, they said yeah.
You guys do? Oh, great.
But yeah.
Yeah, so exciting weekend ahead of us.
Exciting weekend. Zoe and I haven't had a weekend together in a minute.
I know. Jane's been gone, like, every single weekend because she's had ski. She went on 3 ski trips. It's only been, like, 4 weekends. And then next weekend, she's leaving again. But she's going to Chicago for Hannah's birthday, so it's for a good reason.
Yeah. Let them know.
Hannah's her sister, if you guys don't know. She calls her Hannah because Jane's from Scarsdale. But really, her name's Hannah.
Yeah, tell the world.
I'm telling the world. And she has a brother named Jeremy, too. Marty and Jen.
Yeah.
Schmelkins. The Schmelkins. Make they live easy. On Myrtledale Road.
Get out of here.
All our listeners know. They don't know what number, though. Is that bad?
All of our listeners. All
right. I'm from New York City. I live on 3rd Avenue. It's okay. All right. Should we listen to some more tunes?
Yeah. Sticking with the theme, or...
I don't know.
Is Jack Antonoff on this song?
Dev. He was, like, not even born yet, but you know it was inspired by him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Fine, to live fine. A little sunshine, cause she need it. a dose of rainfall in the evening. The waves crash down and we feel them. Say here's to the nights we steal them. And I'll be running cause I figured out, the more I slow down the less I get out. And if we fall let's be strong now. Moving along we don't mind, we don't mind. Same city I've been used to, and all the reckless things that we do keep us young. They're good signs, they're good signs. Take a little more if you need it. Voices of the night won't mislead it. The tide pulls me in, but it takes slow. Gives to the nights we let go, and I'm hoping that they figure out it's all about the scenery along the route. No fears and no problems. Moments are so kind, are so kind.
Moped store, said fuck it. The salesman's like, what up, what's your budget? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know nothing about mopeds. He said,
I got the one for you, follow me.
Ooh, it's too real, chromed out mirror, I don't need a windshield. Banana seat, a canopy on two wheels, 800 cash, that's a hell of a deal. I'm headed
downtown, cruising through the alley, tiptoeing in the street like ballet. Pulled up, moped to the valet, white walls on the wheels like mayonnaise. Dope, my crew is ill, and all we need is two good wheels. I'ma lick that, stick that, break her off, kick that, snuck her in backstage, you don't need a wristband, dope.
Killing the game, about to catch a body. Past the heartbeat, Dookie on the Ducati. Timberland, Khaled, Scott Storch, Birdman. Goddamn, man, everybody got Bugattis. But I'ma keep a hella 1987. Head into the dealership and drop a stack in Kappa Kawasaki. I'm stunning on everybody. Hella raw, pesto wasabi. I'm so low that my scrotum's almost dragging up on the concrete. My seat is leather. I ride a line, it's pleather. But girl, we can still ride together. You don't need an Uber. You don't need a cab. Fuck a bus pass. You got a moped, man.
1988, Mariah Carey here. Very rare, mom jeans on her derriere. Throwing up the west side as we tear in the air. Stop by Pike Place, throwing fish to a player.
Downtown.
Me, the M, the A, C, the K, sounding like a French pimp bump back in the day. I take her to Ponderay and I watch her skate. I mean water ski, Ollie Ollie oxen free. I'm perusing down fourth and they watching me. I do a headstand and eagle lands on my seat. Well, hello, but baby, the kickstand ain't free. Now do you or do you not wanna ride with me? I got one girl, I got two wheels. She a big girl, that ain't a big deal. I like a big girl, I like them sassy. Going down a back street, listening to Black Street. Running around the whole town. Neighbors yelling at me like you need to slow down. Going 38, Dan, chill the fuck out. Mow your damn lawn and sit the hell down. If I only had one helmet, I would give it to you. Give it to you. Cruising down Broadway, girl, what a wonderful view. Wonderful view. There's layers to the shit, player. Tiramisu, tiramisu. Let my coattail drag, but I ain't tearing my suit. Tearing my suit.
Downtown.
Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. Make crosses from the lovers, the roses and the rain. Waste your summer praying in vain.
All right.
Well, as the show is coming to a close, we need to read the PSA, as we do every week. So this week we got, from the PSA binder, numbers to think about, prescription drugs versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of a prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thanks for that one.
Yeah.
That gives you something to think about.
Food for thought.
So if anyone ever watched New Girl.
Of course.
This song is like in the last scene of the last season. Of the last episode.
And the finale.
The finale. And I just heard it. I was like, this is so vibey.
What song is it?
It's called Song for the Soul by Kishibashi.
So vibey.
It's so vibey. It's like when you want to like reminisce, be a little nostalgic.
Because
it's, you know, that scene where they like go ahead in time. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, I don't want to spoil, but like.
Also, it's really cute. Same one song that I learned from New Girl. Like. Well, I don't want to spoil, but when two of the characters get together for the first time, they play that song, I Always Knew. Do you know that song?
No.
Oh my
let's
God.
Play it next.
You gotta play it next. It's so good.
By The Vaccines?
Yeah.
Okay, this is becoming a New Girl-themed radio show.
Yeah. Which, honestly,
with 6 minutes left.
Which would be so good.
It would be so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get everyone on New Girl.
I got to go to the mailroom today.
Oh, what did you get?
I ordered a birthday gift.
And it came already?
Yeah. Wait. Okay, here. I'll let them listen to
it. Okay.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. Sure, you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt.
So that was my bad. I had the wrong song on cue. So we're going to switch the song mid-song, and I'm really sorry about that. Here we go. This is Jane's request. Is it this?
To the